Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It was very well done last night. We talked about this at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour. There were any number of ways to have handled what Jimmy Kimmel had to do last night. And I think the show, all four members, while from different persuasions politically, all of us, all agreed that he handled it very well. And
agreed.
Did exactly what had to be done.
Agreed.
He was contrite. He did say things like, it was never, ever, and he started to cry at this point, it was never my intention. And if you inferred that I was making a joke about a young man's death, and at that point he started to cry, I can assure you that was not the case.
Now, the Disney Plus line.
Classic.
Gold.
That classic.
Oh.
I have a statement here to read from Disney.
Yeah. Literally LOLing.
As they're, while all this controversy is going down and everybody's diverted looking over here, Disney Plus is raising their rates. You know, I mean, absolutely.
Well, I don't think
brilliant.
The two were related.
They might have been.
All right.
Did anybody see the Detroit Guardians game last night? David Fry, who's a superstar, goes to bunt, right?
He squares around to bunt.
And Tariq Skubal, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, is the pitcher for Detroit. And obviously not intentional. Throws a 99-mile-per-hour fastball.
Oh, my God, I just watched
that. That hits David Fry right in the nose.
Ouch.
99 miles per hour. David, check that. Tariq Skubal
falls to the ground.
Is mortified. Oh my God, what did I just do? Accidentally, of course, throws off his glove, throws off his hat, puts his hands to the top of his head. All the while, David Fry is lying on the ground as a bunch of people from Cleveland go rushing into the field. They know this is not good. Here is the play-by-play.
Yeah.
Ball coming inside, and Fry gets hit by it.
Oh, no. He tried to run this safety squeeze, and it hit him right in the face.
You guys, I don't know what it is about this pitch. I've watched it
never what you want to see
four times, but I've watched Scott watch it, and then I just watched Sam watch it. Mm. It is horrifying. He is now up and around. I don't know how. Will not need surgery, but is out 6 to 8 weeks.
Hmm. It didn't crack his face, the orbital
bones? No. He has facial and nasal fractures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
When was the last time you saw an injury like that on a bunt? So you guys, he's squaring around.
Well, I don't think he bunted.
And he's leaning in a little. And
the pitcher doesn't.
No. He's leaning in a lot for a bunt.
And the pitch was a little on the inside.
Well, no, it hit the bat first.
Well, but one bajillionth of a hair.
Well, I mean, the pitcher doesn't have to participate in the batter's desire to bunt.
No, but
Sam, the exit velocity off of it barely hitting the bat is still going to be 99 miles per hour.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Ouch.
He is expected to fully recover. I know you guys make fun of me all the time, and I say for the pitchers that wear the masks in softball, I don't understand why we don't mask the players at that velocity. There, I said it.
Okay.
I mean it. It's especially for the pitchers.
This stuff is rare.
What about the batter? If you're going to make the argument, it wasn't the Tariq that got hit. It was David Fry,
but when
who can't feel his face this morning.
We've all seen it when you're pitching 100 miles an hour and it comes off that bat squarely at the pitcher's noggin. I'm surprised there are not more injuries.
You want
I'm
him to
so
wear a
happy
helmet?
That he's going to make a full recovery, but I'm
stunned.
How about
diapers while we're at it?
Okay.
They will not wear a cage over
no way.
Their
I know.
Face.
Nor a helmet.
Or yeah. They would be doing it. Let me ask you this. Do
we
you
just have
think
a virtual ball.
Do no. you think shut up, Dan.
Yeah, but then you can't hit birds.
Okay, Randy Johnson.
Do you think there should be charges filed against the Michigan high school player that body slammed a 15-year-old this week after the play? You've got
is this football?
15-year-old on the ground in football. The opponent body slams him, and it is worth mentioning the body slammer looks like the refrigerator.
Oh,
he's
my.
Like a 300-pound kid. The 15-year-old on the ground is down, defenseless, and has cracked or broken his spine in two spots.
Was it because of the body slam?
Yes. Hmm. The school has issued an apology. The student has not been identified.
By the way, you left out the lead. That was a junior varsity football
I
game.
I almost guarantee you he will be charged.
Like he dove on top of him?
Sam,
you've got to see it.
Google it. It is so awful. The mom of that poor child was in the stands.
This kid's got to be
it
250 to 3 bills.
His when you look spine.
Michigan football, the first thing that pops up is belly flop.
JV football. Quoting here from the Kalamazoo Public School System, this type of behavior is unacceptable, does not reflect the values of sportsmanship, respect, and integrity that we expect from our student athletes. The student has, quote, received consequences consistent with our code of conduct.
So the big kid just belly flops on top of the other player.
He broke his spine, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, I want to press charges against a kid named Chuck from Tonganoxie.
No,
you said body slam. I thought he picked him up and threw him down.
Why do we always give a hall pass when the assault and battery happens on a field of sport play?
Well, that's kind of the whole point of the sport.
Not with what we're seeing with this kid that was body slammed.
Well, it was obviously illegal. On the playing field, but what about in boxing? What if somebody did a rabbit punch, which is illegal, or hit below the belt and hit you right in the you know what?
It looks like he was blocking or attempting to tackle and either blocked this player and or tackled them, stood up and then belly flopped.
It was
on
after
top again
the play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, clearly.
So I hate this argument that, well, stuff in sports happens. Okay, yes, stuff in sports does happen. The bunter that had his nose
removed
from his face.
He got Scott Parks.
Okay, this is criminal.
This is an offensive lineman. And
I would hope so.
He blocked a defensive player to the ground, was on top of him, stood up, and then belly flopped on top of him.
It almost looks like he was trying to do the worm.
No, it looks like in the air, Sam. Like a belly flop off of a high dive, this very gigantic teenager is like you've seen the Casey Wolf do it, just whoom, like out like Superman, arms and legs spread out, boom, lands on the kid.
I don't either.
Now, had the play been over for like 10 seconds and he just walks over, knocks the kid over, and body slams him, charges.
Now, see, here's
the battery. I think it's battery.
Well, here's the deal, like in sport. Tempers flare. People lose their composure. When there is for example, Sam.
Beloved tight ends body slam up against their coach.
Who was that Cleveland Browns defensive guy who whacked the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback over the head with his own helmet?
It was Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, so Myles Garrett gets into some sort of bizarre, weird altercation with Mason.
Swings his helmet.
Rudolph.
He was charged, Rudolph. Was he not?
No.
He rips Rudolph's helmet off of his own head.
And smacks him with it.
That is battery.
I don't believe he was ever charged. I think he might have been fined and suspended. But what about when NBA players get into a scuffle and they start fighting? If you do that in a bar, you're going to jail. You do that at an NBA game, you're going to be suspended for five games.
You're making my point for me. I've never understood why we treat things differently because instead of a street corner, it happened on the gridiron. This is so obviously battery, flagrantly uncalled for. After the play, he just turns around and assails this kid. Mm-hmm. I think there should be charges. That's all I'm saying.
But
certainly in the helmet case because that's an instrument.
Look at MMA. People do not go to jail for knocking somebody unconscious and then continuing to hit them. People pay to watch it.
And by the way, the hammer punch on the back of the head that you see so regularly in MMA fights, like when they have them on the ground, mm-hmm. that's illegal. That is not allowed in the sport. Should they be charged?
No. They signed up for this. You agreed to go into this field, and I use the word field loosely, field of competition to compete, and people lose their composure, they lose their temper, they feel dissed, and bad things happen.
Nobody's even mentioned hockey.
Fair point.
And the heat of the moment in this football game, I mean, this is a child, correct?
What, I was going to say, what heat of what moment? The kid is on the ground.
We don't know what happened prior. Not that that excuses it. I'm not trying to make an excuse for that kind of behavior. It is, at least on the field, illegal.
So the question is criminal behavior or a matter for disciplinary action and an opportunity to learn something?
Well, I don't think he ought to be promoted to the varsity. I mean, this is a JV game. This 300-pound maniac is on the JV. We might take a couple on this. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, let's get to the phones. 913-586-7798. Adam in Belton, Missouri. Adam, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Adam in Belton, Missouri.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Go ahead.
So first off, Dana, we know your friend who has the chickens.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Just anyways.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Just fun connection. But anyways, Scott, I had a question for you.
Oh, yes, Adam, I got you.
Okay, yeah. But Scott, I had a question for you.
Okay.
So you're basically saying that in football, other sports, there tends to be higher tempers, things flare up, it's a physical arena, so they should sort of expect that thing to happen, so they shouldn't press charges in those situations?
I'm not saying they should expect it to happen. Obviously, there has to be consequences for this sort of violent, inappropriate, at least sport-wise, illegal behavior. As I say with many other things, I don't know where you draw the line. I mean, fights are going to break out in sport because it is competitive, because tempers are flaring. I mean,
like a bench clearing, a good old bench clearing. Right. I don't have a problem with Scott.
An HR department would not allow a boss to yell at a subordinate the way that Roy Williams and some of the other college basketball players, Bobby Knight, would yell at their players. It would not be tolerated. I can still recall Gunther Cunningham when he was head coach of the Chiefs. I can't remember who the kicker was, but he came over to the sidelines, and I can't even say what Gunther Cunningham said to this kicker because I would get kicked off the air, but it started with F and ended with you stupid mother blanker.
But yeah, that is different. That is professional. This is a kid.
I understand. Say it again, yeah. Adam.
So isn't a bar, though, the same excuse? Tempers tend to get high around alcohol. It tends to be a very physical environment. So if a bar fight is not excusable, or it should be, have charges pressed, then shouldn't the same apply to another area where tempers tend to flare?
Well, but tempers flare at an MMA fight. You're paying them to beat the crap out of each other.
But that is a horrible analogy with what has happened to this 15-year-old. Horrible.
Why?
This was premeditated after the play.
With the MMA, the thing is they're trained, right? And so the expectation should be higher. They know the rules. They're supposed to be trained to hit only where they should. So they should be held even more accountable in some ways.
But they don't, and that's the point.
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe they should.
Okay, well,
yeah, I get your point. Yeah.
Here's what I'll tell you, though. You start criminally charging people who lose their temper in a competitive sport, and you're going to lose competitive sport.
Now, do I think the kid should be on the field next week?
No.
No.
I don't think he should be on the field for the next 2 years. You know?
But from the text line, why assume malicious intent when stupidity is to blame?
Oh, man, I don't know that I agree with that.
And I don't know how this is premeditated.
You have to watch the play. It
I watched
he meant
it.
To injure that kid. Period.
Yes.
Just the size alone.
But people put hit. If we're going to keep it just in football, since I'm not allowed to mention MMA, apparently, there are hits in football where they clock that guy so hard, you know the intent is to injure them, to take them out of the game. I mean, Myles Garrett didn't whack Mason Rudolph over the head as a kiss on the lips. He was trying to hurt Mason Rudolph.
Should there be criminal charges for a low block or a low tackle?
No.
It has been deemed by NFL rules that
illegal.
That is intent
I know,
to injure.
But I do think, and we saw this last week in one of the games, I do think there are times where that happens and it is unintentional. As bad as it looks, I think there are times where that's unintentional.
But let's focus. Let's stay with Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, where Myles Garrett literally rips Mason Rudolph's helmet off of his own head and then beats him with it.
Battery.
You think he should go to jail for
it's
that?
It's actually aggravated battery because he weaponized it. Yes. I said that at the time.
913-586-7798. Sam in Kearney. Sam, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
We're doing well. Thanks.
Okay, first, I got three things to, on the deal with the kid that beat that old man. Yeah, that's what's wrong with the whole justice system. You know, you said that he did it intentionally. It was on film.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't allegedly. It happened. It wasn't he didn't allegedly do it. He did do it.
We're trying to legally protect ourselves because he has not been convicted.
Exactly, and he should be. You know, and as far as Jimmy Kimmel, I applaud him for what he said, but he did not apologize for what he said.
That is correct.
Okay, and this high school kid, you know, I don't know what should be done with him, but, you know, what college is ever going to get this kid, you know, pick this kid up just for what happened? You know, they figure if he did that in high school, what's he going to do when he gets in college, you know, if he even makes it there? But, yeah, something needs to be done. He did that on purpose. There was absolutely – it was absolutely inexcusable what he done, you know.
Sam, thank you for the call. I think you'd be surprised on the college side of things.
There is a – in sport, I have learned there is a level of forgiveness – that is more than what you could get in a confession box at a Catholic church.
When we come back, there's a story in our stack you don't even know about because of a video I saw pop up on Facebook yesterday, Scott. Is it creepy or a way to honor your deceased loved ones? AI is now getting into the business of grief. I'm just going to show you the video when we come back. Would you pay to make your deceased loved ones, quote, come back so that you could see them in video?
Okay. Real quick, Sean in Warrensburg, can you do it in 30 seconds or less?
Yeah, I'll make it real quick.
Okay.
When it's intentional, and that's what it sounds like because
yes.
I haven't watched the video.
Yes.
The play was over. The whistle is blown. The kid gets up. The kid belly flops. He didn't do it as a way to say, hey, thanks for the play. I appreciate you. He did it as a way to hurt him, mm-hmm. to make a point. Now, that it was his intent to break the spine, yeah, I would say no. But that was the result. When you have a fight in a hallway and kids lose their stuff and they don't intend to hurt or elbow a teacher with breaking it up, it still happens. It's accidental. But because it happens and it was in the heat of the moment, you get charged on the field. He should be charged because it was after the play and there was intent.
Okay, Sean.
Sean, thank you for the call.
All right, quick break. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Ed Sheeran, who announced, I think it was last week, that he is moving to the United States.
Really?
Yep. A Los Angeles judge has granted Taylor Swift a 5-year restraining order against a man she says repeatedly appeared at her home and insisted that she was the mother of his son. Okay. The order, which was issued this week, requires that 45-year-old Brian Wagner stay at least 100 yards away from Swift, her residence, her vehicle, and her workplace. Her workplace is usually a stage.
Well, 100 okay. yards? That is not far enough.
Wagner is prohibited from contacting the singer in any way and must surrender any of his firearms or body armor.
How many feet is that?
That would be, well, you're not asking me.
Well, I know exactly what 100 yards is. It's a wedge. I'm very good at yards. I'm very terrible at everything else. I'll tell you exactly.
It's a wedge.
I'll tell you exactly what yardages are.
It's not a 9-iron?
No, that's an A wedge.
Okay. How many feet are in 100 yards?
I don't know, but I can tell you exactly how far that is. I know in my, like, I can tell you right now it's from here to over there. Listen to this.
It's 300 feet.
Whatever.
Okay.
Did you hear there's a woman in, I think it's Pennsylvania, but maybe Michigan, who thought she was chatting online with an Emmy award-winning soap opera star named Steve Burton, I'm not a soap person, Instead, she was talking to someone using AI and like deep fake technology to make it look like she was talking with him. She lost everything.
Steve Burton is was on General Hospital.
They used AI software to create highly realistic deep fakes of videos that used Steve Burton's voice, his image, convincing the 66-year-old woman named Abigail that she was in a romantic online relationship with him. She sent him more than $81,000 and gave up her $350,000 condo.
And her dignity.
Yep, sold her condo that was worth $350,000.
He uses his social media now, the real Steve Burton, to remind women like 66-year-old Abigail that he will never, ever, ever message them personally on any app. They've created a GoFundMe to try and help her. All right, so we're leaving yesterday, Scott, right before the show's off.
Where were you going?
And I hate to even mention this because the second I say this out loud, my phone is going to start thinking I'm interested, and I'm not. But this company pops up on my Facebook feed, and I want you to look it up because you have to see what it looks like to understand how creepy this is. It is called, all one word, a live moment. It's all one word, okay? And what it is a photograph of...
A live moment or a live movement?
Moment, okay. All one word. It is a photograph of your long dead grandmother that they turn then into a video of her laughing and talking and looking at you and hugging. Mm. It is so creepy. I was looking at this yesterday because a lot of the photos are these old black and white photographs. And, like, look, this is one of a long-deceased child, Scott.
With a mule or a donkey.
And then the child,
waving,
quote, comes to life, and it's video. They're videoizing photos of dead people.
They're videoizing photographs of dead people. I see.
Yes.
How do I feel?
Scott, come on.
You feel creeped out.
It's not real.
No, it's not. You're right.
They can add people in to, I mean, that are no longer there.
I know everybody grieves differently, and I'm not a professional. I wouldn't pretend to be one. This feels like the worst possible method for grieving.
I agree. I think it's...
I can think of one legitimate reason why I would be interested. Because neither of my daughters... were alive when my dad died. Sarah was born 3 years after the fact, almost to the day. I only have one video. I told you about this yesterday. I only have one video of my father, and it is a brief two-sentence toast that he gave from a wheelchair because he was no longer capable of walking.
Right.
At my wedding to Shonda in 1996. And my dad would die less than 2 years later. I would want them to see the young, vibrant Mayo Parks.
The way he was.
Walking. Because, like I said, I only have one video of my dad, and he's in a wheelchair, and he speaks for two sentences. That's it. That's all I've got. His voice is even fading in that video. He's losing his functions, yeah. Right? If I could get a young picture of my dad and my mom at their wedding, which I know exists because my mom has it in her living room, and it shows my dad and mom walking down the aisle after they say their I do's and kiss.
Like it?
I that would be pretty cool. Even if it's not 100% real, something like that did occur. Something very similar to that did occur.
But it's not that.
You're right, it's not. But my kids could see their grandfather vibrant and moving, right? In video form. Video says more than just a still photograph. More often than not. That's not always true.
Seeing our beloved ancestors' faces come to life in a video simulation lets us, quote, imagine how they might have been in reality, mm-hmm. and provides a profound new way of connecting to our family history. Quoting there from founder and CEO of MyHeritage, which is a completely different company that does the same thing.
Describe this old, looks like 1930s, 1940s, black and white photograph.
Yep.
Describe it.
Man and a woman. Looks like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
Young 20s.
They're looking into each other's eyes. Yep.
They're on a street, a busy, big city street. And then describe what they do with it.
Well, now they're dancing.
They're
kind of,
they're dancing down the street, looking at each other, laughing, smiling. They're clearly in love.
Why am I uncomfortable with this?
Because it's not real, but it's close enough to be real.
But it's not.
Well, we've watched.
For what purpose would you use it? I mean,
I just told you.
Well, and you're almost creating false memories at this point.
No, you're showing them what it would have been like.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not. I wouldn't be all that interested in watching videos. AI generated videos of my dad, because I remember him when he was vibrant and healthy and full of life, but my kids never saw it. They never got to see it because he wasn't around when they were born.
I don't know. It weirds me out.
Grief is weird.
Now, how many of us go to see movies that are, quote, based on a real story?
Totally different.
How? That is the third time in an hour and a half you've said that. Because your analogies suck today. My analogies are strong and good.
They are not. Going and seeing something based on a true story is completely different than that was Uncle Ed. Well, not really, but let's look at see what it looks like when he dances. I forget he didn't have legs, but if he could, this is what he looked like when he did. I mean, it's weird.
We're not putting legs on people who are amputees.
Why wouldn't you with this type of tool? You know, like my dad, it was so sad back in the 1940s, was a raging alcoholic, and I routinely watched him beat my mother. But let's look at him dance a jig outside of this train. You don't think that's a little weird?
And my analogy sucked?
I don't know. Again, I'm going to repeat myself, but I think it's creating false memories, and I think it's much more powerful for you to be able to tell your children what your father was like and to share that with them and hug them and love them than for them to see some cold digital creation of something that's not your father.
Creating an AI-generated video of a deceased loved one, by the way, has a name. They are called grief bots or dead bots.
I'd rather go with grief.
It has profound and complex implications for the grieving process. While marketed as a tool for comfort and connection, the technology can blur the line between memory and reality, potentially complicating and prolonging grief for some.
You know, historians say that the movie Braveheart with Mel Gibson is a complete fabrication, that most of the things in that movie are completely and utterly false. It's still a great movie.
But again, that's different.
I am tired of the two of you bashing my analogies this afternoon.
Well, make better analogies. They weren't bashable. I wouldn't bash them.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different.
good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know, the worst part about all this is because we've talked about it and we've said it a couple times, and I had to click on the link to talk to you about what we're talking about, it's all going to come flooding into my feed now. I need a fake, not really Dana social media account just to look up stuff for work.
Well, that's easy to create.
I have to do it.
That won't stop it.
Why? Oh, because my phone is listening.
Well, and it's your Wi-Fi, the fact that your phone is on the Wi-Fi here.
Great. That's great.
From the text line 3828 in your deep thoughts, Scott, these false memories won't even be close to sharing your parents with your kids. They won't show you the things that made your dad your dad. For example, the way that he would arch his eyebrows when telling a joke or how he'd fidget his fingers when trying to stay patient. Those are the things that made your dad who he was, that let you recognize him. He was not a factory-made robot with his face on top of it. You're right.
Okay. I am so offended by this ad. Do you know what it says, Scott? When it's a photo of a mom and her son, clearly years ago, okay? They then turn the photo into her kissing son. What does it say under the ad?
Bring mom back.
It says bring mom back.
No, it's specifically targeted at people who have not grieved a loss.
Bring mom back. And then it says, try it now. You don't feel just...
It feels like very icky.
Completely grossed out this.
No, I don't feel the grossness that you guys do. And I would make the argument...
They are preying on people who are so, to Sam's point, stuck in their grief. Think about someone who just buried mom or dad last week.
But I'm not stuck in the grief. I would never say I'm over the death of my father. I've come to grips with the death of my father, and I've accepted it because I have to. That doesn't mean, I just find it weird how offended the two of you are.
I
who
was
both
offended.
Have both of your parents around.
I was offended. Like this much until I saw the verbiage, bring mom back.
Well, I think that's a little strong.
Come on.
I agree with you on that. Scott needs an analogy bot from the text line.
I got very sad a couple of months ago because I realized I could not remember what it sounded like when my sister's dad laughed.
Let me ask you guys something.
I would never, ever pay for an AI bot to, quote, recreate it.
So next week, we're going to go on a really quick vacation down to South Carolina. I'm going to hang out with Joe's kids.
Is that next week?
My best friend JoJo, who died 3 years ago. And I had a brief conversation with one of his sons, whose name is Joe. And I was telling him, I might have a gift for you in the not too distant future. I don't know when I'm going to get around to getting down to Austin, but before Joe died, and you guys remember, we back in the 80s, we had a little pretty decent garage band called Tuxedo. Yeah. And we recorded a bunch of original songs. And I think some of them actually stand the test of time for a bunch of 15-year-old kids in a basement, right? Well, before Joe died, he went down to Austin and recorded a remake of Lips Like Sugar. Okay? You know the song. Yes. Lips Like Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing he wanted before his kids got to hear the song, and they've never heard it, is he wanted me to come down to Austin and put the drums on it.
Aww.
Joe's been dead for 3 years. Now, is this a bad analogy?
Are you asking them for $50 online to, quote, bring dad back?
It's no, I'm going to give it to them for free.
What is the word I'm looking for? It's
they're profiting off of grief.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
It just feels distasteful in a way that what you're describing isn't at all. Joe had a conversation with you about that. What if I'm dead? I don't want to be AI'd.
Well,
I was just about to say, to keep with the conversation about your father, what would your father think?
Well, I'm not going to do it.
He'd roll his eyes. You know he would.
Well, he might. I'm not going to do that. But I just don't find it as disgusting / disrespectful as the two of you seem to.
Maybe it's because our children are going to be saddled with 1,346 hours of us that we just never shut up. Like, the one thing our children will not pine for in our absence is what we sounded like.
They're going to run.
There they are again.
I mean, nobody wants to watch the wedding video. Okay.
You are so right, Dan.
Yeah.
Quick break from the news. Here's Dan Weinbaum in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.